Now we're talking Prairie Le Compton basketball with Grills head coach Joey Francetta as we continue here on our locker room chats. And coach, you've had one game since December the 19th, so basically in the last month and a whole lot of time off. I want to briefly mention that game. It's been almost a couple weeks ago, but without the shows last week, we didn't have a chance to discuss Riverside, a very, very, very good team coming to your place. You knew it'd be a big challenge, and seemed like after the holiday break, just couldn't quite get the offense going against them in that first game back.
That nails it right there. We just couldn't get really anything going offensively. That was our biggest problem. I think defensively we didn't do terrible, but I mean we just turned the ball over at such a high rate where I mean we were not even getting ourselves a chance to even remotely be in the game, which that's kind of been nice. I mean, obviously we've had a lot of days off here. Problem is a lot of days off with no practice, but we've been able to kind of do some things to try to help address that over the couple of practices. And you know, at the end of the day, I mean, it's we're going to have to kind of rely on kind of our older kids in situations like that, especially when we play, you know, better teams that kind of crank up the pressure a little bit. It's going to be really hard to rely on younger kids in those situations, and our seniors are going to have to really step up. Kind of in situations like that. And even moving forward, our seniors are going to have to play a pretty big role moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the schedule, I mean, with all the postponements, and of course your midseason tournament is next week at Jeff County North, but you're like a lot of teams, you're going to have weeks to where you're playing three, maybe even four games in some weeks to finish out the last 6 weeks of the season. So do you have to change some things because of that, or what does that, I guess, mean differently as you look at things for your girls moving forward?
Well it's insane. It's kind of funny, I was talking to our boys coach. It actually kind of reminds me a lot of the COVID year where you'd be shut down for like 2 weeks at a time, and then you get one day of practice and you're looking three games right down looking at three games. So I mean, the good thing is it's not like this is like totally uncharted. I mean, is it ideal? No, I'd rather kind of keep our same, you know, consistent schedule, but you know, it's going to be obviously a lot of games, a lot of coaching on the fly, a lot of watching film, having to learn through film. And then whenever we do have practice, obviously we're not going to be able to, you know, have 2 hour practices, hour, 45 minute practices. We're really going to have to, you know, cut down on practice time and be super efficient with the shorter amount of times we practice. Cause we can't, I mean, whenever you play three games in a 5 day span, you can't just sit there and practice for long periods of time. That's going to kill yourself on those back end of the games. So we're going to have to kind of figure out, and it's going to be a lot of kind of adjusting for the coaches too, seeing what this group handles best, which, I mean, that's going to be the difference from program to program. Different teams are going to be able to adjust to different things quicker. They're going to be able to handle this different. So we're going to learn a lot and see how much we can learn on the fly with this group. But that's the nice thing is we have quite a few seniors that we can really, really fall on. I mean, that's our biggest class that we have in our program, so we're really going to have to rely on them to kind of get us through these kind of rough couple weeks, which is a lot of games.
I guess the other good thing for you is that you got a chance to get a few practices in here this week before it's kind of gung-ho. Your next game will be Friday, a girls game at Hiawatha, and then the JCN tournament next week. So fortunately, it looks like you're going to get a few days of hopefully some practice and gym time. What are you looking forward to most? We'll talk more about it maybe next week, but what do you hope to accomplish? How do you kind of approach the tournament, which looks to be a pretty good one for you at JCN this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, also, like we were talking about a little bit before, I think this is probably the strongest feel that they've had, at least my 3 years of being here. I mean, it's pretty loaded. I mean, there's going to be teams on the backside that, there's going to be teams that go 1-2, and you're just like, my God, like, how did this team go 1-2 in this tournament? I mean, it's a really good field, and I think the biggest thing is just kind of, you know, you got to start off on a good note, and, you know, if you don't for whatever reason, you just got to have it kind of bounce back and find a way to bounce back. It'll be kind of nice for us. It'll be nice. Obviously, we don't play any league opponents or anything. So totally new opponents for us. Some teams we might have seen a little bit last year or the year before, but it'll be good. You know, our approach as coaches, and we're just going to kind of take it a game at a time and kind of see how it goes. And it'll be kind of a good time to try to do some trial runs on things, especially when we get back in the league play and we got to play three games in a week for that. So We'll get to see what worked, what didn't work, and, you know, as coaches, we'll see what we can do to adjust and, you know, make our team the most successful moving forward.
You bet. Well, should be a good tournament. We'll talk more about it next week. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck in your upcoming games.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Franzetta of the Perry Lecompton Girls will talk Kaw boys basketball after this timeout.